Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here in a mostly cloudy sky and 25 degrees. Local and state law enforcement will be protecting government buildings in all 50 states as Joe Biden takes the oath of office in Washington, D.C.
The FBI says protests are planned at all 50 of our nation's state capitals today, with at least 21 states activating National Guard troops, and with a warning from Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen that violence will not be tolerated.
Violence and senseless criminal conduct are not the right way to resolve our differences or promote change in our country.
This even amid warnings of violence over the weekend from Denver to Lansing that only saw small gatherings with peaceful protests, and with law enforcement in Harrisburg, PA, calling the demonstration there a non-event, though in the wake of more than 100 arrests and violence 2 weeks ago at the U.S. Capitol in D.C. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall opposes an impeachment trial for President Donald Trump after Trump leaves office. He argued Tuesday that a trial would further divide the nation. Marshall said in a statement that he will attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, and leaders must ensure that the levers of government are fully operational. Fellow Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran has not made a statement on a Senate trial. Police in West Texas say a woman who drowned in a pool there in 1966 has been identified as a Salina native.
Police in Pecos, Texas announced Tuesday that the drowning victim was identified as then 17-year-old Jolene Hemme. She drowned on July 5, 1966 at the Roper's Motel in Pecos when she was staying there with an unidentified man. Police say the man was in the couple's motel room when Hemme died. He left with their belongings as emergency responders were trying to revive her. Police reopened the cold case last year and exhumed the body. Pecos police say Hemme's death remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council tackled several items at Tuesday's meeting.
The council approved $150,000 in funding to help improve the city's railroad crossings. While most of the improvements are made by the railroads, a portion of the costs are paid by the city. Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, Union Pacific Railroad, Kansas and Oklahoma Railroad, and the Wichita Terminal Association all have track within the city. The council also approved their 2021 state legislative agenda. Highlights include COVID-19 recovery, health and safety, transportation, remote sellers tax, and star bonds renewal. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former Kansas prison guard will stand trial on 10 counts related to a drug smuggling case at the Hutchinson Correctional Facility.
Zachary Wood has been bound over for trial following a preliminary hearing on counts ranging from possession with intent to distribute to trafficking in a correctional facility, the Hutchinson News reported. Prosecutors have said Wood tried to smuggle drugs into the prison last summer after arranging sales with three women. The three women are charged with conspiracy to traffic in a penal institution and also appeared in court. Denisha Starnes, Esther Davis, and Stephanie Findia, along with Wood, were all set for formal arraignment on February 1st. The three women all waived their rights to preliminary hearings.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson. President-elect Biden's cabinet picks are being questioned by the Senate.
A major focus in Homeland Security nominee Alejandro Mayorkas' confirmation hearing, Biden administration immigration policy. Mayorkas was pressed by Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on handling a new migrant caravan.
If people qualify under the law to remain in the United States, then we will apply the law accordingly. If they do not qualify to remain in the United States, then they won't.
At Treasury nominee Janet Yellen's confirmation, she expressed strong support for a key Biden priority, another major COVID relief package.
In the long run, I believe the benefits will far outweigh the costs, especially if we care about helping people who've been struggling for a very long time.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A Wisconsin pharmacist accused of intentionally spoiling hundreds of coronavirus vaccine doses is formally charged.
Stephen Brandenburg was arrested on New Year's Eve following the discovery of 57 spoiled vials of Moderna vaccine at Advocate Aurora Health in Grafton, north of Milwaukee. Prosecutors say Brandenburg removed the vials with enough vaccine to inoculate more than 500 people from refrigeration on Christmas Eve, then returned them, only to leave them out again Christmas night. Detectives say Brandenburg is a conspiracy theorist who believes the vaccine would mutate people's DNA. Experts say there's no truth to those claims. He's now charged with misdemeanor attempted property damage and faces up to 9 months in jail and a $10,000 fine. Tom Bergotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again, our dry and quiet weather pattern will persist today throughout the rest of the work week, with rain chances starting to move our way by the weekend. A chilly start to our morning, then mostly sunny and breezy this afternoon with a high 56. Tonight's low 32, then sunny and 58 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 25 degrees, south wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:37, Steve and Ted, time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Fans appear to be mixed over Garth Brooks performing at the Biden inauguration.
Garth Brooks' announcement that he will perform at the inauguration ceremony of President-elect Joe Biden was met with cheers and jeers from fans. The singer officially joined Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez already in the lineup. One Twitter user wrote, apparently Garth Brooks has some friends in high places too, in reference to his hit song. He continued, looking forward to his performance during our virtual inauguration celebration. Another person took the same song and wrote, Garth Brooks playing the Biden inauguration as a Republican, putting a new spin on friends in low places. Brooks made a point to say that this is about bringing people together, not politics. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A Hollywood star taking a break from Twitter after a controversy concerning his wife's heritage.
Alec Baldwin says goodbye for now to Twitter, posting Twitter is like a party where everyone is screaming, not much of a party. His post follows an uproar over his wife Hilaria's claims of having Spanish heritage, with critics accusing her of faking an accent, posting she was born in Boston with the name Hillary. Hilaria explains on Instagram she's been clear about having moved to New York at the age of 19 after spending time in Boston and Spain, where she says her family lives. Baldwin also defending her in a recent clip, suggesting claims his wife is dishonest are ridiculous. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An animal owner in Oklahoma in case in federal court.
Time to give the big cat cubs back. A federal judge orders Jeffrey Lowe, who appeared in the Netflix hit show Tiger King, to hand over the animals under the age of one and their mothers to the government. The court finds the Lowes did not provide safe conditions, proper nutrition, and timely veterinarian care, and resulted in harm to a number of animals, including the death of two tiger cubs less than a week apart. The court rules the defendants claim that they were not exhibitors under the Animal Welfare Act because the zoo was still under construction, had no teeth. Acting Assistant Attorney General Jonathan Brightbill says the Lowes have showed a shocking disregard for both the health and welfare of their animals as well as the law, and is gratified the court agrees. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Carrie Underwood revealing the release date of her gospel album.
Carrie Underwood announced her first gospel music album titled My Savior will be released March 26. The album is a follow-up to the country singer's first Christmas album, which dropped late last year. The record is a collection of gospel hymns that Underwood said in a teaser she remembers from her childhood.
I wanted to do the traditional songs that I grew up singing. The songs on this album are literally songs that I've heard since birth.
She added that the record is a spiritual companion to her holiday album. The singer also co-produced the album with David Garcia, who partnered with her on Cry Pretty, as well as her Christmas LP. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A teenager's debut single still breaking records.
17-year-old actress Olivia Rodrigo's debut single, Driver's License, debuts at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
The heartbreak tune breaking another Spotify record, earning the most streams of a song in 1 week with nearly 66 million after breaking Spotify's record for most streams in a day. Amazon Music also reveals it had the biggest first-week streaming debut ever globally. Rodrigo thanking fans on Twitter, saying she can't comprehend how well it's done. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Another milestone for Netflix.
The streaming service ended 2020 on a high note with more than 200 million subscribers powered by consumers homebound due to the pandemic and rising demand in international markets. The outbreak has charged Netflix growth as people cut back on a range of leisure activities. Netflix signed up a record 37 million subscribers last year and had a total of nearly 204 million users when the year finished up. A strong performance from the series The Crown and The Queen's Gambit helped boost Netflix growth. And currently, Netflix has more than 500 titles in post-production or ready to launch. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Get ready for a Willy Wonka prequel.
A prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which focuses on the candy-coated confectioner Willy Wonka, is heading into production. Warner Brothers announced it will be releasing Wonka March 17th, 2023.
Violet, you're turning violet, Violet!
What are you talking about?
I told you I hadn't got it quite right. You can say that again. Look what it's done to my kid!
Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory became the beloved film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, first released in 1971. Starring Gene Wilder, remade in 2005 by Tim Burton with Johnny Depp in the title role. Wonka has been in development for 4 years, according to Deadline. The hope is for a September shoot with Paddington director Paul King at the helm. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
50 years ago on this night on Broadway, the opening of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. In that cast was a young 30-year-old making his Broadway debut, a guy named Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Playing the Tinker, Tom Snout.
Patrick
Stewart has gone on to worldwide fame as an actor. Also in that cast, also making his Broadway debut, a young 27-year-old playing Demetrius. His name was Ben Kingsley.
Wow.
How about Ben Kingsley and Patrick Stewart both making their Broadway debut on the same night, the same show, 50 years ago tonight? Of course, Ben Kingsley would go on to win an Oscar.
Yeah. Did Gandhi, right?
Uh-huh. It was 70 years ago on this day that the Tennessee Ernie Ford song, The Shotgun Boogie, went to number one on the country charts. His most successful release on the country charts. Stayed on the charts for 25 weeks, including 14 weeks at number one.
Our neighbors, when I lived on Spruce, I was about 5-6 years old. Mm-hmm. And our neighbors behind us, the Nelsons, they went upstairs with one of the. They had four boys, and they were playing Shotgun Boogie on their little record player.
Great song,
Shotgun Boogie.
Yeah, hit number one 70 years ago today. And did you, Steve? Did you ever see the show You're in the Picture?
No, I did not.
Well, it may be not hard for you to miss it because it was on only once.
Oh.
60 years ago on this night on CBS, one episode only, You're in the Picture. It was on the night that JFK was inaugurated. Anyway, it was an American television game show hosted by Jackie Gleason. Here's the deal. A four-member celebrity panel would stick their heads into life-size illustrations of a famous scene or song lyric with a hole cut out, and then take turns asking yes or no questions to Jackie Gleason to try to figure out what scene they were part of. The celebrity panel was Pat Harrington Jr., Pat Carroll, Jan Sterling, and Arthur Treacher.
Oh, man.
This is proclaimed as one of the biggest bombs in TV history.
Sure, right.
Jackie Gleason later said, "How is it possible for a group of trained people to put on such a big flop?" Time Magazine said this was one of the reasons that 1961 was the worst ever in the history of network television in America.
How about that?
Yeah, it was a bust. TV Guide ranks it number 9 on the 50 worst TV shows of all time. It only aired once. You're in the Picture.
You're in the Picture.
Hosted by Jackie Gleason 60 years ago tonight. Entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They repair and service appliances. So if your appliance is struggling, call Terry. Make an appointment, 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
New names for a local business group.
The Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.